You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lines are filled with people who want to play Rattle Off. Hey, Janine, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Janine.
All right, heads up to everybody who's on hold. And for Janine, the question after a three-day weekend for everyone will be, what was the highlight of your holiday weekend? Janine?
It's probably really pathetic, but I actually got my taxes done. Yay!
Hey! Da, da, da.
So what's what's the damage?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, we do. How much?
A lot more than what I wanted to.
In terms of thousands of dollars?
Times five.
Times five? 5,000?
Yeah. $5,000, huh?
Yeah. That'll get
you. Did you plan on that, or was this a surprise?
It was a surprise.
Oh, boy.
Well.
You know, I had that last year because the year before I had sold my house and a rental property.
You'll get hit big.
But it wasn't the house. It was the rental property that kicked me right in the pants.
It'll get you.
Because of that depreciation over the years. And, man, I had to write a massive check last year to the Infernal Revenue Service.
I'm sure they'll use it all wisely, though.
I'm sure.
It'll be put to good use.
Since when does a government agency ever,
it'll be just fine.
Screw up anything?
Write thank you in the little memo line, okay?
No, just put you're welcome.
I'm going to have to do that.
Well, all right. Taxes are done for the year for Janine. You ready to play a little game with us?
Yeah, I am.
All right. You know what holiday it was yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay. It was President's Day, so in 10 seconds, what we're looking for from you, 10 seconds, we want five living U.S. presidents. Mm. Five living U.S. presidents. Ready and go.
Okay. Biden, Trump, Obama, George Bush, and George Bush.
No, I'm sorry. H.W. died.
He did.
Yes.
Didn't
know that, huh?
I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't pay attention.
Well, we were looking for a Clinton and a
Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Carter's still kicking it.
Yeah. He's 90. Oh, wow. Is he 99?
He's 90. He's up there. Yeah.
Well, I got to know. Now I got to know how old Carter is. I think he's 98 or 99. Is that right? Because I know Janine really wants to know.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, give me a second. Jeremy's like, is this really what we're doing?
No, that's all right. We'll wait.
I mean, the whole world wants to know now.
I'm dying to know now.
I'm getting the spinning wheel. For God's
sake. I didn't even think he was alive.
Who, Jimmy Carter?
I didn't even know he was president.
Yeah.
He's 97. October 1st, 1924. You're welcome.
My God.
Now we know.
Janine, I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. You guys too.
Thanks
Bye.
For playing.
Bye-bye. Bye.
He's 97?
97.
Dang.
Still going.
He's still kicking. The old peanut farmer.
That's right.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello, Dave.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, we finally took down Christmas.
Dave.
What?
Dave.
What?
Outside or inside?
I know.
Outside or inside?
Inside.
Inside? Well, that's all right then.
So your Christmas tree was still up?
All three of them.
It was time.
It was time for sure.
So essentially a quarter of the year.
Christmas.
Your Christmas
When
was
did
up.
You put them up? Nobody
cares. Before Thanksgiving, actually.
All right. Yeah. That's a long time.
I know.
Over 3 months, yeah.
Whatever.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am.
10 seconds. We need five famous people. We have to have heard of them. Five famous people named Mark. Five famous Marks. Ready? And these can be living or dead. Ready and go.
Mark Hamill. Mark Wahlberg.
Good.
Marky Mark.
Same.
Same.
Oh, okay. I have no idea.
Zuckerberg is one.
Ruffalo.
I like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah,
do you like Mark
he's
Ruffalo?
The Hulk. Yeah.
I've never seen a Hulk movie, but he's just
Twain.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mark Twain.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Hmm. Well, Dave, Christmas boy, thank you for calling and trying.
Have a holly jolly day.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
He's pretty low-key.
Yeah, he didn't want anything to do with us, really. You know, a Mark Ruffalo movie that I recommend is one that's also got Jake Gyllenhaal in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Zodiac. Have you seen that?
No.
It's about, it's true story, the Zodiac killer out in San Francisco.
I wouldn't watch that.
Yeah, you are so
too violent.
You're so weird.
Too
you
violent.
Don't see any of the deaths. It's just the newspaper guys covering it.
Yeah, maybe. Then.
Why are you such a wimp?
I just don't like all that stuff in my mind. Me watch Hulk instead.
So there's no violence in a superhero movie,
the,
you're telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, the violence and the murder and the real life aspect. And I don't need all that.
So as long as it's comic bookish, it's all right,
you know,
if people
fake.
Get mirrored.
It's fake. It's Spider-Man and Iron Man and the Hulk. It's Ant-Man. Come on.
You're so weird about this. Hello, Crystal. Good morning.
Good morning. How's
you
it
know,
going?
Let me just say, you know, it's okay. You don't have to tell your mom that you watched it.
No, it's not that. It's just I don't.
Don't tell your mom
kind of
and watch it.
Jack with people, and they jack with people's minds.
So you're saying by me watching a movie about the Zodiac Killer,
these days
it will make
somebody.
Me be a serial killer.
You'll think about it more than me.
Millions of people watch that movie. Well, all
a lot of
20
messed up
million people?
Out there.
Okay.
I actually agree. I'm a pretty big horror fan, so I love any type of scary movie.
Yeah, see, I can't do that either.
He's a wimp.
Oh, man.
I'm a wimp.
He's a wimp.
Give me a good Will Ferrell movie.
Oh, God.
I just want to laugh. I just want to
laugh, Then
why are
you watching
Crystal?
Will Ferrell?
No, I just want to have a good time.
I can't stand that stuff. Crystal, what's your favorite horror movie ever?
Probably A Nightmare on Elm Street. I kind of grew up as like Michael Myers, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Sure. All the biggies. Yeah, Leatherface.
Yeah.
All right.
Hmm. Do you like the psychological terror movies, or do you like the gore?
I would say both. Like, I don't mind too much gore, but I don't like Saw movies. That's a little too much.
Too much, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Let's play some rattle off. Are you ready to give it a shot?
Yeah.
All right. 10 seconds. We're going to stay in the great state of Colorado, okay?
Okay.
Are you from here?
I was born in Long Island, but I've been here for about 15 years.
Might hopefully be able to get this one then.
Okay.
10 seconds, Crystal. We want 5 ski areas or ski resorts in Colorado. 5 ski areas / ski resorts in Colorado. Ready and go.
Okay, so Telluride, Aspen, Vail, A-Base, and up in Berthoud.
What was that? What did you say at the end there?
There's a ski resort up in Berthoud.
There is. There's a lift up there. There is a lift. Now, A base versus A base, and I think I'm going to give it to her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People at Winter,
they call it on the street.
People at Winter Park are saying, why did you not mention us?
Right.
Copper?
Oh, yeah.
Copper Mountain?
Oh, man.
My favorite? I say you are a winner!
Totally cool.
That's awesome.
Isn't it fun to win?
Now, don't go chopping somebody up with a hatchet or anything now, okay?
Okay.
No promises.
I promise.
Please.
If you will please stand by, Josh, with his cap on backwards, is going to come visit with you. He's going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye. You're welcome, Long Island girl. Thank you for being on the show with your boys in the morning.
All right.
Here at Denver's Mix 100. I enjoyed that game today.
Very nice people.
Wonderful people calling as usual.